Recording 25, English-speaking countries. I first came to Australia in 2009 as an international student. I studied marketing and communication at Mercury College in Brisbane. The college experience was great. I learned how to design and develop text documents, make presentations, promote products and services, how to lead effective workplace relationships, and many other useful and practical things. The flat I rented with my classmates was an hour away from the college. So my day started at 6 in the morning. I took the bus to the college, participated in the lectures and seminars till 5 in the afternoon, and then I took the bus home again. Usually I returned home by 8 in the evening, bone tired. After having dinner, revising the lectures and getting ready for the following day, left me ready to drop by 10. I spent the weekends working at the Gabba, where I could experience the typical Australian sport culture while serving the cricket, Australian football and rugby fans. I earned enough to get by, however, not enough to visit the places I'd always wanted to see. After moving back to Europe, I realised that I focused all my attention on obtaining the diploma, which left me with no time to experience and enjoy real Australia, so I decided to return to Brisbane. I was a little bit hopeless, and I felt a little bit lost, because I knew that to get a visa is not that easy. I decided to look into the process of obtaining a visa, contacted a number of agencies and talked with them about the options. I really tried to understand what this big thing was around visas, but it was so complicated. Finally, I met Luna. She owns a company called Australian Odyssey, and she gave me positive feedback. She said that my situation was not as complicated as I'd thought, and she said if I'd followed her advice, I would get the visa. 3 months after the first consultation, I got my visa. My employer sponsor visa, and permanent residency. And I am very certain that the reason for that is that I met the right agent with the right company, and I just followed Luna's advice at Australian Odyssey. In the end, I haven't moved back to Brisbane. Instead, I moved to Toowoomba with my family. This provides me with the opportunity to experience how different rural Toowoomba or rural Queensland could be, compared to impersonal, anonymous, heterogeneous and hectic cities like Brisbane or Sydney. When it comes to my job, these days, I work as a trainer, as a coach, and I train groups and also individual clients. I've had clients who also manage other businesses as CEO. In this case, my experience from marketing and communication studies proves really useful. In my work, I utilise the experience I had in the past back in Europe and also here in Australia as a CEO. And when someone asks me, whether I am contented with my life, my answer is a definite yes. And I always add that everyone wants to change the world, but no one wants to change themselves. So if you understand that and you're willing to change yourself, you can be successful in this country.